Adam was the first man that God made, formed from the dust of the ground and shaped in his own image, a full-grown man. And God breathed the breath of life into him, and man became a living soul. During God's creation, he had planted the Garden of Eve. One can only imagine the beauty of this first garden, filled with herbs and fruits, good for food, as well as good for the eye to look upon. God took Adam and placed him in the garden to take care of it. He was to eat and live with one exception. God told him, "Do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." This tree was located in the middle of the garden. God warned Adam that the day he ate from this tree in the midst of the garden, he would surely die. God brought all of the animals that he had created before Adam, and whatever he called them was their name. Up to this point, everything was good, and God was pleased with man. Then God stopped and looked and saw that man was lonely. He had no bone of his bone, no flesh of his flesh. So he put man into a deep sleep and extracted one of his ribs and made woman. God brought this woman to Adam and made her his wife, and Adam named her Eve. She was Adam's helpmate. But what would happen next would not only turn Adam and Eve's world upside down, but their descendants as well. This first family of God, completely unaware of Satan's wickedness, his deception and selfishness of all beasts, moved into the garden and went straight to Adam's wife. Satan started slow so he could move in on her, asked the question, "Did God say that you could not eat of every tree of the garden?" Eve told Satan that we may eat of every tree except the tree in the midst of the garden. She told him God said that if we eat or touch, we would surely die. Looking at the scripture at first glance, it seems to me that Eve was holding her ground. She told Satan what God had said, and she had accepted it, but it was not to be. The next words out of Satan's mouth were, "You will not surely die." So Satan's smooth words convinced Eve, and she did eat and gave to Adam, and he ate as well from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This first family sin started an avalanche that would persist from generation to generation until this very day.